Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, we are continuing our examination of the introduction, the very first verse, actually, of Paul's first epistle to Timothy. And verse 1 says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope. And as you know, the custom in that day was to sign your name to identify yourself at the beginning of a letter, not at the end. And that's what Paul does, according to the prevailing custom, and so that we know right out the gate who wrote this letter. It was Paul. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Paul, an apostle who was under orders, under command. He was in the service of God and Christ. And Christ is God, but he was in service to God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ our hope. And he considered himself to be a messenger of God under orders from God to do exactly what God had commissioned him to do, no more, no less. And that's what we need to understand as servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we are commissioned by God or by Christ. Perhaps we'd rather think in terms of being commissioned by Christ, but it makes little difference. But we are commissioned by Christ to do what he has told us to do as revealed in his word, and to do it the way he has told us to do it, and to do what he has told us to do, no more, no less. And that's particularly important when it comes to pursuing vocational ministry, though it's important in every area of life, but particularly when we may be pursuing vocational ministry, because it is so tempting at times to try to accomplish God's work in my way. I really don't think that's restricted to vocational ministry. I see it in the efforts of many who are serving the Lord in a volunteer capacity in the local church or some other way, but still so many times trying to accomplish God's work my way. In other words, God's way doesn't work anymore. God's way is the old-fashioned way. It doesn't work anymore, but we still are interested in advancing the cause of Christ, but we have better ways to accomplish that today, so we will accomplish God's work in our way. No, we won't. And anything we do that way, in the end, will be seen to be wood, hay, and stubble. If we want our labors to produce gold, silver, and precious stones, we've got to do the work God's way. God's work, God's way. What God says to do, what God says to say. God's way, no more, no less. Paul certainly was committed to that. He was an apostle of Jesus Christ under the command of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, another important question, not only the question, Paul, who is he, but the question, Paul, where is he when he writes this epistle? Where was he writing from? And that's a good question, and it's not easy to answer. I think we can say where he was not more than we can say where he was. Where he was not? Well, evidently he was not in Ephesus. How do we know that? Because he's writing to Timothy, who is in Ephesus. So that much is pretty easy to figure out. We read that in verse 3 when he says, as I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus. As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, you need to get out a map sometime and see where these places are. But Ephesus is in Asia Minor, Western Asia Minor, Western Turkey, on your map today. And he said, when I went into Macedonia, that's northern Greece, I urged you to remain in Ephesus. So wherever Paul is when he's writing this epistle, he's not in Ephesus. He's writing to Timothy, who is in Ephesus. Furthermore, I think we can say with a pretty good degree of certainty that Paul is not in prison. Now, some of the epistles are what we call prison epistles. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon are prison epistles. And 2 Timothy could be put into that category as well. It's not usually listed as a prison epistle, but it obviously was written from prison, but not his first imprisonment, but rather his second. But 1 Timothy, we don't think, was written while he was in prison at all. Now, let me just review a little bit about Paul's prison schedule, if I can put it that way. Of course, he was in prison, in jail, we might say, a number of times, short term, such as in the Philippian jail, where he spent the night, and during the night, God sent an earthquake and opened the jail, and you know that story. But as far as Paul's long-term imprisonment, he was first arrested in we think, A.D. 57. And you can read about that in the book of Acts. And at that time, he spent 2 years under house arrest in Caesarea, in Palestine, Caesarea, Palestine. And then, we think around A.D. 59, probably in the month of September, which we can tell from the account in Acts, he started his voyage to Rome when it was decided to... Well, he appealed to Caesar, remember? He could have been released, but he didn't know that at the time, and the Jews were pressing to have him sent to Jerusalem for trial, and he knew what that would mean. He knew that they would figure out a way to kill him, either on the journey to Jerusalem or some way when he got there. That was their aim. And so to avoid that, he said, no, I will not go to Jerusalem. I appeal to Caesar. I'm a Roman citizen. I have the right to an appeal. I want to go to Caesar. I want to be tried in Rome. Well, he had that privilege as a Roman citizen. And so around September of A.D. 59, he boarded a ship to go to Rome. And in around February, March, sometime in that vicinity of A.D. 60, he arrived in Rome after having been shipwrecked and picked up by another ship, and his company arrived in Rome, and there he was kept under house arrest. And it was during that period that he wrote Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon, the four epistles that we call prison epistles. Now, the book of Acts ends with Paul still in prison, or more technically, under house arrest. We usually say he was in prison. But he wasn't in a prison. He was imprisoned. And he wrote his prison epistles under house arrest, chained to a soldier. This is not the kind of cushy house arrest that we have in America today. He didn't have an electronic device attached to his ankle that alerted the authorities if he went someplace he wasn't supposed to go and had freedom of movement other than that. But he was, according to his own testimony, chained to a soldier 24/7. They changed the soldiers. The soldiers only had to be chained to Paul 6 hours at a time out of each day. And they had four different shifts to be chained to Paul. But Paul was chained to a soldier 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He never got relief from that, except when they changed the guard. And they took the chain off one soldier to put it on another soldier, but it never got taken off of Paul. This was no picnic, but at least it was house arrest, not time in a dungeon. But history tells us that he was released from Roman house arrest in A.D. 62. So 2 years under house arrest in Caesarea, 2 years under house arrest in Rome. And apparently had his trial, was acquitted, and released, and traveled again, and ministered again. And we think during this period wrote 1 Timothy and Titus, two of the three pastoral epistles. But then, in A.D. 65, after 3 years approximately of freedom. He was arrested again, this time put in the Mamertine prison in Rome. During that period, wrote 2 Timothy, where he makes reference to his being in prison and asks Timothy to bring the cloak and the parchments and the book. But he's apparently cold down in that damp prison, and he wants Timothy to come. And that was his last epistle, 2 Timothy, and Paul was executed. He was not released from his Roman imprisonment. But what is he doing during this period of time? Well, he is vigorously pursuing the work of Christ wherever he may be. We don't know where he was when he wrote 1 Timothy, but we believe that he was free from prison and traveling far and wide and may have gone to Spain. That was his stated intention. Read carefully the last chapter of the epistle to the Romans, or maybe it's in chapter 15 rather than 16 that he makes reference. Yes, I'm quite sure it is. In chapter 15, he makes reference to his desire to go to Spain. Of course, he wrote that before he was arrested. He ended up in Rome in circumstances different than what he anticipated when he wrote the epistle to the Romans. But at any rate, he may have gone to Spain. He certainly traveled and perhaps visited some far-flung churches, maybe established some additional churches that are not recorded in the New Testament because the history book, the book of Acts, ended while he was still under house arrest in Rome the first time. But we know whatever he's doing, he's busy strengthening churches, evangelizing, and he is overseeing an ever-growing group of churches over which he has responsibility. And he's appointing leaders, and he's sending messengers, and he's penning instructions. And so that's what the nature of this epistle is to Timothy. He's writing this epistle to Timothy, whom he has appointed to stay in Ephesus and to minister there, and basically to oversee the church of Ephesus. Paul, as an apostle, had that kind of authority. He could say to Timothy, I want you to go to that church. I want you to be the overseer of that church. In spite of the fact that there were elders in Ephesus. But Paul, being an apostle, had the authority to say that church needs some additional oversight. The elders who are in the church are not sufficient for the needs at this time. Timothy, I want you to go as my special apostolic emissary. I want you to oversee the church there. I want you to instruct the church and to instruct the elders and to set things in order. I don't want the church at Ephesus to be crumbling. I want it to be strengthened, and you're the person for that job. And so he sent Timothy to Ephesus. He sent Titus to Crete. You can read about that in the Epistle of Titus. He probably sent other people, other places. Paul is busy. He's overseeing a vast empire, you might say, of churches. As the apostle to the Gentiles, he had established many churches. He had responsibility for other churches, and he takes his responsibility seriously. It's a commission from the Lord. He's under commandment. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ our hope. And that's what he's doing when he writes this epistle to Timothy from we don't know where, but somewhere out in his travels and ministries for the Lord Jesus Christ. Please join me again tomorrow. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.